Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model. Yeah.
Right, boys and girls, it must be Monday. Good evening and or good day, because we want to be able to come to you again. Now, this time, we want to also say hello, mommies, and hello, daddies, and grandma, and nana, and grandpappy, and JB, and auntie, and uncle, and people who just care. Thank you for letting us come into your warm home, and joining us again, of course, we're going to have, because my voice is still just a little bit under the weather, our good friend, Starfish. And we also have out there listening, Randy the Red Ferret and Renee the Canary Butterfly. My voice is a little, goes in and out. So once again, we want to thank you for coming to Blake Radio Network, where it's Rainbow Soul, and of course, this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, and we want to thank you for being a part of our family tradition.
Hello, hello. Starfish is here. If you from last weekend, if you tuned in from last week, I was here explaining how dreamers of the world can achieve their goals. And today I'm so, so very excited because we have a brand new dreamer, a dreamer named Trinine Davis, and she's here to share her story with us. And I just cannot wait because, like I said last week, I live underneath the sea and I have many, 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 many friends underneath the sea. 2,000 different species, 2,000 species of different starfish. And today, boys and girls, I have 2,001, one more friend, and that's Miss Trinine Davis, who's going to join us today. So say hello, Aunt Jewel, and let's get ready for the show.
Hi, thank you so much for coming back and standing in for me, or maybe I should say swimming in for me. I still got this frog, though. It keeps coming, hopping in and out.
Well, we're going to make sure that frog stays underwater until it gets nice and healthy. So, Aunt Jewel, you definitely do sound like a frog coming in and out. Hippity hop, hippity hop.
That's what it's doing in my throat.
Well, boys and girls, mommies and daddies and aunties, papa and nannies, are you getting ready? Are you getting ready for story time, my most favorite time of the day? And again, guys, boys and girls, this is a special, special evening. We're here, as I said, to celebrate my new friend, Miss Trinity Davis, who wrote My Sunny Day. And she's an author as well as a mommy. Thank you, Miss Davis, for coming to Rainbow Soul tonight and being such a wonderful guest of Aunt Jewel's and such a wonderful guest of me, the Starfish. Corinne, I see you getting ready. You're getting ready and putting on your PJs. and Christopher. Christopher, do you have your slipper? Oh, I only see one slipper. I think your little doggy has the other one. There he is, underneath your bed. Get that slipper. Try to get comfortable. Miss Davis, how are you this evening?
Good. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
Oh, I'm just so excited, so very excited for you to come and share your wonderful story. These boys and girls wrote, as we said, My Sunny Day. And we're going to go and find out and explore that story in just a moment, I promise. Now we're going to listen to the song called Beautiful Morning.
With Jennifer feeling good. That's what we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new day, and I'm feeling.
Imagine a world where I can just think of different wonderful stories and wonderful friends, and we are all feeling good. I'm going to start our first book, Reading Makes You Feel Good. Reading Makes You Feel Good by Todd Parr. Reading makes you feel good because you can imagine you are brave. Prince of Scary Dinosaur. You can imagine that you can learn. You can learn your ABCs. You can imagine cool places and cool people. You can be who you are. Do your best every day. You can make new friends. You could do it anywhere. Reading makes you feel good. Because you can learn how to make pizza. Yum. You can find your favorite animal at the zoo. That reminds me of my home underneath the water with all the different animals and sea creatures. Reading makes you feel good because you can make someone feel better when they're sick. Ah, yes. I'm definitely, hopefully, making Aunt Jewel feel better. I know by having her wonderful guest this evening, it's making her feel a lot better. Reading makes you feel good because you could feel, you can make someone feel better when they're sick. You can travel to far away places. And you can do it anywhere. Reading makes you feel good. You can do it all by yourself. You can learn how to take care of your pets. You can follow the roads, the tunnels, all the way through. Reading makes you feel so very, very good. Now in the East Coast, are you ready? Are you feeling good? Do you have your pajamas on? Nandish, are you ready? Buy that book. Are you ready to study and feel good and absorb those great words of knowledge and wisdom? Are you ready for bedtime? Fun is sharing wonderful books and getting ready for the rest, to rest your body, to rest your eyes. You have your favorite pajamas, Chai? I have your favorite pajamas, Miss Diana, and toys and slippers. Chai, don't forget to brush your teeth. Don't forget to floss. Floss, floss, floss. Are you ready? Are you ready, Zion and Myla? Christopher? Ashley? Get your grandma and grandpa. Get your mommy and daddy. Duncan? Eden? Oh, I think we're all ready, and I think we are feeling good.
And someone else is all in line to join us. Starfish?
Oh, come and join us. Who do we have today? Hello, welcome.
Oh, I think she got back on.
Hello, welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, we have another person. We have someone from 202 and 917.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Angel.
Hi. This is Starfish.
Oh, hi, Starfish. This is Diana.
Oh, hello, Miss Diana. Are you? Does reading make you feel good?
Yes, it does make me feel good, and I'm really happy when I read. It's very relaxing.
Do you have other friends with you?
I have Chai with me, and she's not feeling good like Auntie Jewel as well. At least she wasn't earlier, but she's feeling a little better now because she's being mischievous. You want to say hi to Starfish?
This is Starfish.
Yes, Starfish is on with Auntie Jewel. Come say hi. And tell her that you like to read.
Say hi, Starfish.
Hi, Starfish. Hi, Miss Chai. Do you like reading in school?
I'm sick today.
Oh, no. It seems like everyone has the froggy in our throat.
Yeah.
What are you doing to make you feel better? Do you have a teddy bear?
Yeah, I have so many doggies, too, and so many bears.
Oh, good. Well, they're going to keep you nice and warm. And we're gonna read and listen to great songs and make us feel good.
Huh?
We're gonna listen to great songs. And this
I
time,
have a horsey.
Are you ready to listen to some great stories by Miss
yes.
and Steven?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good night and listen and feel good. Now,
oh,
everyone
yeah?
Thank
everyone, you.
Great. Have a great night. And now everyone get their pillows because we are ready to feel good and listen to great words from Miss Trinine Davis, Blakey, get ready. TJ, are you ready? Fallon, I see you giggling over there. All right, we're going to Smile. Smile by Kirk Franklin.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? The love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
go for a walk, or even go to the playscape at the park.
We can go to the store so I can pick out a brand new toy. We can also go to the beach where I can splash around in the water and play in the sand, or maybe we can go get some ice cream. Wouldn't that be a nice treat? Wouldn't it be nice if my mommy took me to the farm or to the zoo? I love to hear the sounds of a rooster saying cock-a-doodle-doo and the cow that says moo. How about if we go to an amusement park where I can play some games and ride some rides until it gets dark? Oh, no, Pooka said. There are so many things that I can do, but I don't know which one I am going to choose. Well, maybe I'll just stay home on this beautiful sunny day and play with my favorite cousin named Teray. The end.
Wow, a sunny, sunny day. I heard the first day of spring is coming up soon, so this story fits perfectly. Now, Miss Trinine Davis, we spoke about inspiration, and I believe that you are inspired to write this book by a very special someone. And who might that be?
That was my daughter.
Oh, your daughter. Tell us about your daughter.
She's 6 years old, very energetic, full of life, curious about learning everything. And she just truly gave me the inspiration to write it because I had her late in life. And she was a blessing, and I wanted to leave something for her for years to come, a legacy to treasure.
Wow, that's so special. And on this show with Aunt Jules, we have so many special friends and so many special stories, and we thank you so much for sharing that, and we can't wait to speak to your daughter. A couple of girls and boys who are listening probably are wondering, what is it like to be an author? What is it like to be a writer? How do words come about? Do they make you feel good? And what are your feelings when you write?
The feelings kind of just come to me. The words just come to me. It could be out of the blue. I'm just inspired by some words, and it's usually based on how I'm feeling. And it's beautiful when it just comes to you naturally. And you're able to just sit down and write it.
Oh, wow. It is a true masterpiece. And I believe I did some research on my own, and this was your first book of your series. Is that right?
Yes, it is. My series is called Pooka's Great Discoveries.
Oh, wow. And what is your theme for your – is there a theme for your series or just whatever – however you're feeling at that moment?
My theme basically is, writing about things that my daughter goes through in life. So this one is because of out of love that she had with her cousin. And it's about family and being creative and also having imagination to dream, and to make a choice and make the choice that was most important to her. And I have two other books that I wrote that has to do with other issues or things that she goes through, whether it's bullying or low self-esteem that little kids go through that people don't really talk to them about, but I'm putting it in a children book form because it's things that they experience.
Yes, that's very strong. Choices and self-confidence. Those are two strong words that we also learned last week when we talked about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and choices and being able to stand up for what you believe is right. What words or wisdom would you give kids who love to write and want to hope one day to become a writer or an author just like you?
If that's their dream and their passion, follow it. Never give up. I mean, they may put it down for a while, but it'll always be with you, and it'll come out even in times when you think you don't have it anymore. It will shine. Things are just going to come to them to inspire to do whatever and be whatever they want to be.
That's so very special. And do we have, so you said you have more series to look forward to. Are there any places that we should go to look for you, Ms. Trinene Davis?
Yes, Trinene Davis at, my website is treasuresbytrinene.com. You can also go on mysunnydaybook.com. My book is available at Borders and Amazon.com. And I do have two other books that I did complete writing, and I'm in the process of publishing them. One of them is called The Butterfly in Me, and the other book is about bullying and low self-esteem in children.
Wow, those are three, actually, My Sunny Day, very strong books that you just mentioned. And again, boys and girls, you're listening to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories on Blake Radio Network. And even though it's evening time right now, I suddenly am having a sunny day in my own room and feeling of just great warm emotions. So are we all cuddling with our favorite blanket and pillow? I know you have Elmo and Superman and Fuzzy the teddy bear with you. And, is it possible to speak to the Inspirer, your daughter?
Pooka?
Pooka, yes.
Yes, you would like to speak to Pooka.
Yeah, we want to know what her favorite pajamas are.
Okay. Okay, Pooka's getting on the phone. Hold on.
Oh, great.
Hi,
Pooka. How are you?
Good.
Good. This is Starfish. Do you read books when you're going to sleep? Does your mom read books to you when you go to sleep?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, wow. And we are just talking about our favorite PJs or if we have a favorite teddy bear. Do you have a favorite type of PJ that you like to wear?
Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird. Oh, does Tweety Bird make you fly so high when you go to sleep and dream?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And I heard that you have a little furry friend, too. Do you have a little doggy?
Yeah, Midnight.
Midnight. Oh, so soothing. All around bedtime stories. Well, Pooka, we're so excited to be able to talk to you and be able to speak to the individual who was the inspirer of these wonderful stories, My Sunny Day.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a great evening and listen to our bedtime stories. We'll be dreaming.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Pooka. Great. Now, what is it, boys and girls, going to move on to Aesop?
Oh, before Starfish, I have something I want to say.
Oh, yes, Aunt Jewel.
It's really hard to hear me, but I think that Miss Davis has a very special angel that she wrote this book for, too, that she would like to acknowledge for My Sunny Day.
Oh, we cannot forget it. Please do tell us.
Yes, I would like to acknowledge my dear beloved niece, Teray, Alexandra Postel. She's our angel looking down and smiling on us now.
That is so very special. We have so many very special angels that help to make sure that we get our day-by-day warm feelings. And we're so excited and we're very thankful for you to share that story with Teray. I know she's looking down on her cousin for the sunny day.
Thank you.
So, boys and girls, stories and words and feelings are all what we're learning tonight. We've met so many wonderful people. We now have so many great angels looking down upon us, and it just makes us feel warm and smile. We're going to go and read.
And protect us. There's also someone else that might want to say something before you read your book, read your story.
Okay, come on. Let's hear. We love to have new friends. We love to hear some words. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is mine and Milo's mom and Chai's mom.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm fine, Starfish. I actually had a question for Miss Davis.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know, I have children that love to write, and did you find it difficult to break in to the children's writing arena as a parent? Or if Puka, in fact, wants to write, how do you feel about encouraging her to do that, and how do you feel about getting the work out and published of the children that are actually inspired to write?
I'll answer the first question. Did I find it hard to write children books? No, I kind of was inspired to write this book. I always loved poetry, so I wrote poetry. I've always wrote in some form during my life. But once I had my daughter, it just opened up a whole new world for me, and I was so inspired by it. So it really became easy. As far as children who love to write, I would encourage them to write every day and put them in programs that help teaches them about the skill of writing so they can learn young. And by the time they are older, they'll be kind of professionals, and it's something they grew into. And it will definitely become natural, especially if they're creative and they have imaginations and they come up with stories. That's something you always want to encourage, whether it's writing, acting, whatever they love.
Wow, that's definitely a vehicle that we love to use, and it's really inspiring also having the different authors on every week. So I appreciate it as a parent and being able to connect with other authors and children. So Auntie Julie is the first step for them not being afraid to exercise their creative talent. So I really appreciate it.
Yes, and there's a lot of community programs that offer writing and poetry and acting and everything to encourage them to be whatever they want to be. And you have to start young. You have to give them some type of sense of direction. And sometimes they may even have it for you, and you need to encourage that, inspire them to keep going.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Starfish. Thank you, Auntie Jo.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The power of voice and the power of words. That's awesome. Thank you, Ms. Shanae Davis, for speaking upon that very, very much so.
Thank you.
I'm going to, now, boys and girls, we just have so many wonderful stories, and I just love reading. So we're going to go on to a book, actually a couple of stories, called Aesop's Fables for Children. Now, it's a collection, boys and girls. I know you have different collections of rocks, of different types of gum, maybe, different shoes, different characters like Tweety Bird or Minnie Mouse or Mickey Mouse. Well, this, boys and girls, is just a collection of stories. And this one today is called The Hare and the Tortoise. Now, boys and girls, the dog and his reflection. A dog to whom, I'm sorry, boys and girls, we want to make sure we have the right word before we go on. There it is, the hare and the tortoise. Oh my, the starfish got a little turned around and a little wave. Now I'm back to the sea and back to land. Here we go. The Hare and the Tortoise. A hare was making fun of the tortoise one day for being so slow. "Do you ever get anywhere?" he asked with a mocking laugh. "Yes," replied the tortoise, "and I get there sooner than you think. I'll run you a race and prove it." The hare was much amused at the idea of running a race with the tortoise, but for the fun of the thing, he agreed. So the fox, who had consented to act as a judge, marked the distance and started the runner off. The hare was soon far out of sight. And to make the tortoise feel very deeply how ridiculous it was for him to try a race with the hare, he lay down beside the course to take a nap until the tortoise could catch up. The tortoise, meanwhile, kept going slowly but steadily, and after a time passed, the slow place where the hare was sleeping, but the hare slept on very peacefully. And when at last he did wake up, the tortoise was near the goal. The hare now ran his swiftest, but he could not overtake the tortoise in time. Now, boys and girls, the moral of the story is the race is not always to the swift. Wow, that was deep, boys and girls. It's not always the fastest that wins the race, boys and girls. Sometimes it's the one who has the confidence and the know-how and the wit and the strength to get through it and believe in his or herself that he can do it and that she can do it. Have you heard of that story, Miss Trinian Davis, the tortoise and the hare?
Yes, I have.
Oh, wow, yeah. It's just way, way, way back. Now, boys and girls, if you have any comments or questions, please do call in because we love hearing your voices. We love hearing your words. We love hearing your stories. Call in 914-338-0695. And thank you, Ms. Aunt Jewel, for being such a great listener and protecting that little froggy and making sure that it gets very, very healthy. Any questions or comments for Ms. Jewel? Any questions or comments for Ms. Trinae Davis? Any questions or comments for Starfish? That's me. Now we're going to listen to Feeling Good by Jennifer Hudson once more. Oh, I think Ms. Jennifer Hudson is feeling so good that she even fell asleep. Well, we're going to just take that time to listen, to read a different story, a different bedtime story called Who Will Tuck Me In Tonight by Carol Ross. Who will tuck me in tonight? The sun was setting on the farm, and Wooly the little lamb was sleepy. But Wooly couldn't find his mother. "Oh, who will tuck me in tonight?" he asked sadly. I will, said Mrs. Cow. "Moo. Don't worry. I know how. Everything will be all right. I'll tuck you in real snug and tight." Then Mrs. Cow spread out the blanket and tucked Wooly in so tight that he couldn't move! Stop! Cried Wooly. "That's not right! Oh, who will tuck me in tonight?" "Meow! Fancy that!" said Miss Cat. "I can do it!
I know just what you're missing. You need lots of bedtime kissing. Then Miss Cat began to lick Wooly all over his face and with her little tongue. Yuck, cried Wooly. That's not right. Oh, who will tuck me in tonight? Here I come, said Mrs. Horse. I can do the job, of course. When you're in bed all nice and snug, I'll give you a great big hug. Then Mrs. Horse sat down on Wooly's bed, wrapped herself around him, and squeezed with all her might. Help! Cried Wooly. That's not right! Oh! Who will tuck me in tonight? No job too small, no job too big. Oink, oink, I can do it, said Mrs. Pig. Don't move. I'll be right back. I think you need a bedtime snack. Then Miss Pig brought Wooly a pail full of messy, stinky piggy snacks. Oof, no, 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 cried Wooly. That's not right. Who will tuck me in tonight? Who? Quack, quack. Don't worry, you're in luck. I can help, said Mrs. Duck. Don't you fret. Don't you cry. I'll sing a lovely lullaby. Then Miss Duck sang, quack, 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 quack. But it didn't sound very much like a lullaby to Wooly. Enough, said Wooly. That is not right. Can't anyone tuck me in tonight? I can, said Mother Sheep. You're back! Cried Wooly. Yes, my little lamb, I'm so sorry I'm late. She tucked his blanket in just right. Not too loose, not too tight. She gave him hugs and kisses, soft and sweet, and something sensible to eat. She sang some lovely lullabies, and then little Wooly, close his eyes. Wow. You tuck in your daughter at nighttime, Miss Trinine Davis?
Yes, I do. Tuck her in nice and tight.
And what are your rituals? Do you give her a big kiss and a big hug?
Yes, a big kiss and a big hug, and I think she formed her own ritual where she wants me to lay down with her and cozy up with her.
That sounds so very nice. I remember when my big starfish mom would read both my sister and I great stories and tuck us in as well. And we would close our eyes and just dream into the wonder world of imagination. Dream into the world, into the galaxy of stars, as we listen to Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the pain, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my head, all to love you. But I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side.
I'm yearning. I see Christopher's eyes are getting heavy, his eyelids are getting heavy, and closing and closing. And Nicholas and Hugo, Ryan, I see you cuddling up in your favorite blankie. And Marcus, you just turned out the lights and closed your eyes into dream world. Seeing the children sleeping soundly and looking so, so very innocent, and seeing the expressions on their faces gives us so much joy. For everyone in different parts of the world that are still awake, we just want to say, from Randy Newman, that you've always got a friend in me. We just made a friend with Miss Trinae Davis. We just made wonderful friends. Every day I'm meeting new people, new stories, and new hearts, because you've got a friend in me.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You go seek it, I guess, don't need. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
And boys and girls, the wonderful thing about stories, the wonderful thing about fables, is that words are endless. You can have many, many different stories. We might have time for one more fable from Esau's Fable called The Ant and the Dove. A dove saw an ant fall into a brook. The ant struggled in vain to reach the bank, and in pity, the dove dropped a blade of straw close behind it. Clinging to the straw like a shipwrecked sailor, and the ant floated safely to shore. Soon after, the ant saw a man, and the dove came with a stone. But just as he came, the ant stung the man, and the pain made the man run away. That night, the ant and the dove became friends. Boys and girls, this story says that we can be friends from all different places. A dove and an ant, a starfish and a wonderful author, a doggy and a little teddy bear. We could all be friends, no matter what we say, no matter where we're from, no matter who we live with. Friendship can last forever. We want to thank so much, Ms. Trinae Davis, our wonderful, wonderful guest, for sharing your wonderful story and allowing us to speak with your daughter. And we always know that no matter what we do, We have wonderful angels like Teray watching over us. And please do, Miss Trinae, tell us where we can find more of your stories again and remind us all of the listeners.
Yes, mysunnydaybook.com, treasuresbytrinine.com. You also have bordersbooks.com and amazon.com.
Great. We're so, so very excited that you came, and please, we hope to look forward to having you on our show once again, and when Miss Aunt Jewel is all ready and jumpy and happy and feeling of warm, warm, great emotions and joining us, we'll love to have you back on, as well as your daughter.
I'd love to do it again. Thank you again.
Right, and don't forget to mention the angel again that's protecting Puka.
Teray. Yes. Teray is our little angel shining her light down on us.
And thank you so much for coming, and I know that she's there protecting you and saying all kinds of things and spreading angel dust. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you again.
And remember, boys and girls, you need to get your rest for the days ahead. I know you want to read so many, many more stories, but let's save some for tomorrow evening and the next evening for great bedtime stories. But please tune in next Sunday at 7:30 on Blake Radio Network on Rainbow Soul. And look, Grandpa, he's already dozed off and his glasses just fell on his lap. Oh, no. Everyone's dozing off into dreamland. Good night, and hopefully Aunt Jewel has the frog out of her mouth. This is Starfish, and thank you, boys and girls, for having me. I just love coming on and making new friends every day, every way.
Everyone's going to sleep, and we'll see you again on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories at 7:30 on Blake Radio Network on Rainbow Soul. And we'll go out with the real happy and real gay, and then hopefully my voice will be better and the frog will hop right out on a beautiful day. But thank you again, and you can call us next time. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Kai, and Zion, and Diane.
Good night, Shauna. Good night, Nandish. Good night. Good night. Good night, Midnight. Good night, Jaden. Good night, Jaden.
And don't forget Papa and Pharaoh the cat.
Oh, we cannot forget those two. Have a wonderful evening and sleep, sleep tight.
And good night, Elizabeth. Good night, JB and Renee and Denise and Colette. Night night.
Good night.
Here we go. It's a beautiful morning. After the lights go out, it will be a beautiful morning. And Casey, I know you're having fun in Arizona.
James, don't try to hop out of bed like the little froggy. Hi, Fallon. Close your eyes.
I got this covered ground. You couldn't keep it down. It just ain't no good. I'm about to go back underneath the screen. Thank you all.
And thank you, Starfish, for sharing this time with me. Thank you. And making it possible to rest my voice. Because it makes me feel good.
You feel so good.
Night,
flying
night.
High. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I
Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story Hours, you know how we feel with Starfish and Jennifer Hudson.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new day, and I'm feeling.
My sunny day.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel.
It's so good.
Sun in the sky. You know how